Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. I'm your host, Charles. Before I start the introduction, I just want to let you know that this is the last episode of season 3 of the podcast. So guys, please stay tuned because next week I'll be back to share some behind the scenes from the podcast for us to wrap it up the season 3. Okay, now let's continue. Today's episode is the final part of my conversation with teacher Lila. In this final part, we talk about how to speak English with confidence, finding speaking partners, what to do when you lose patience or when you don't have the patience to learn and improve your English, how to be more productive when it comes to learning a new language, changing the way of learning, and finding new strategies to advance your English, the importance of consistency, bringing English to your reality. I had a wonderful time talking with teacher Lila. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I'm sure that you guys are gonna enjoy it as well. Learning a new language changed my life, and I'm sure that it can change yours too. One of my main goals with this podcast is to share amazing and inspiring stories from other learners, so we all can stay motivated and get inspired over and over again. I hear on a daily basis how much you guys love and appreciate the show. So now you can support the work I've been doing with this podcast by becoming a member on Patreon. All the financial support there will go to the podcast and our community. Also, by becoming a member on Patreon, you'll get extra content. The link to join us on Patreon is in the show notes. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your support.
In 2009, when I was 19, I came to Germany for the first time. So Germany was the first country ever that I stepped on. And then, yes, so I visited here around and I thought it was a nice country and I thought maybe I could live there one day. But 10 years later, here I am.
Wow, that's really amazing. And there is a fun fact. My hometown, the city that I'm living in right now, was colonized by German people, according to Wikipedia. Oh, God. I know that. No, I think this is true because sometimes when you go to the downtown of the city, sometimes you can hear people speaking in German, especially the old generation, because I feel like the new generation, they are kind of lazy to learn German, but you will probably see someone from the old generation speaking German sometimes, which is really interesting. Okay, so this app that you mentioned, it's really cool because nowadays there are so many apps and resources that sometimes we don't even know. I remember that a while ago I discovered an app where you could travel to everywhere. It's like couchsurfing, but in order to do that, you would have to take care of an animal. Like if someone has a spider, you should take care of their spider because they didn't have like anyone to take care of their animals. So they would leave the house and then you would have to take care of the animal, and then you could travel all around just by taking care of animals and staying in other people's houses, which I thought was really cool. So yeah, nowadays we have so many apps and opportunities to go out, and of course with the pandemic we are a little bit more restricted nowadays, but hopefully things are gonna get better in the future.
Yeah, in case you're curious, the name of the app for traveling, like the car app, it's called Blah Blah Car, BLA Car, so people can check it out. But making a connection to what you just said, which is something very interesting, because people are like, wow, you've been to 30 countries. I've lived in 5 countries already. And then people are like, how do you do it? Like, are you rich? That's always the question that comes over, but there's actually nothing to do with it. I was never rich in my life. I told you at the beginning, I never had the money to do like an English course, an English private, you know, going to an English private school. So it was never really the fact, but there are ways that people can, you know, come along in order to figure themselves and find themselves. Like, for example, the way I found when I was 18, 17 was couch surfing to get in touch with people. You know, another way that I found when I was at uni, when I started college, was, for example, example, hanging with the international students. There is also something that you can do. Of course, we're in the middle of a pandemic now. But for example, at the uni I had, I studied like at the Federal University. So over there, we received lots of foreigner students. So we could get in touch with it. They had a program there that you could volunteer to be like some sort of their sponsors, help them out to integrate to the city and to the university and stuff. So that was also something that I did. And then like from there, everything escalated. Like for example, they would give parties and I would go to these parties and meet more people. Or sometimes I was hanging with one couch surfer and then they were hanging with other couch surfers that I wasn't connected in town. And so on. So there are always ways to figure out. It's not always about money or how do you know this? How do you do that? It's not always about money, but they're like you meet people. The whole secret of things is like meeting people and finding the right, you know, way outs or stuff. Or like, for example, I said that I lived 1 year in England, in London. And after that, I spent 2 months living in France. And I was like, I had no money there. I wanted to be in France because I wanted to be in touch with the language. I told you I had a history with it. And then I wanted to be in France. But like, how could I just move to France like that? And then I Googled stuff. So I went on the internet and I looked for stuff like, how could I actually move to France? And then I found this website called workaway.info. Through this website, for example, you can volunteer to go work anywhere in any country. And then, you know, just for the work, you get accommodation or something. So there are different strategies that you can do. So I just went there. I put friends there. I found an opportunity that was good for me. For example, lots of people go work on, like go volunteering on hostels. Other just like go help painting a house or, you know, do some sort of work for a family or for somebody specific that needs this, you know, this help. And in benefit, you get in touch with the language and you get, you know, to live in the country, for example. So there's always a way out. That's what is important people to think and consider. It's not always about money and being rich. And yeah, there's more stuff.
Yes, I completely agree. Totally. Because nowadays we have the internet, which is a blessing. We can find so many resources and ways to do things. And while we were talking before, your conversation reminded me that I had a friend that I met on Meetup, and this guy, he would go every one of his vacation, he would go to Santa Catarina, which is a state here in Brazil, and he would go to the same host every time, because in there he would connect with people from all around the world, people who would gather there to visit the state and the beach. So he would take advantage and use this as an opportunity to practice English, connect with people, and to have fun. So yes, we don't need to have all the resources, we don't need to be rich, and we can be proactive to find ways to do things. Let's move on to the next question. Do you have any tips for people to speak English with confidence?
Yes, I always have tips. I would say if you have nobody to talk to yourself. So speaking is like the biggest point that people have like issues with. So if you have nobody, like many people say, I don't speak English because I have nobody to speak to, but move away from that. That's what I say. Like talk to yourself, make conversations in your head, imagine dialogues. So I believe when you can speak English inside your head, as I said before, that's also a sign that you're probably ready, that you're probably good enough to speak with anybody. So start with yourself if you have the chance, right? And don't worry about being perfect, because there's no perfect. There's no such thing as perfect. And like, don't wait for anybody to fall in your life and so you can start talking. So you go ahead. If you want to speak, you go chat to people, send messages, write comments, send DMs, go on a chat or a video room, like look for people who actually like have stuff in common with you. Like look for your interests. Getting to know people may be like something extraordinary, maybe difficult, but it's also extraordinary. So get out of your comfort zone or your shyness. I know it's hard. Some people struggle with that, but get out of that. And like, if you have your main goal and objective, which is to speak English, go for it, you know, show yourself. And the maximum you're going to hear sometimes is a no or whatever, but everybody does that. There's a lot of cool people outside in this planet. So you're probably going to have better experiences, like much better experiences than negative ones. So you could go for that. But if you have nobody to talk to, first talk to yourself and then move on. Escalate.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing. I had a guest in the past. He said to me, oh, Charles, the way that I would try to improve my speaking skills is that I would simulate that I was interviewed by Jimmy Fallon. And I thought that was so cool. He would watch some TV shows where people do interviews and he would simulate like he was being interviewed. So we can be creative. There's no other way for us to be confident if we don't speak. We need to speak in order to be confident. So I struggled with perfection in the past, but nowadays I am aware that I don't have to be perfect in everything, and that's okay. I think we should try to change this mindset. When we change this mindset, we are gonna see the results really fast. Yeah. And also something that you said, I think it's really interesting, is that you said reach out to people. And something that I always like to mention is that be the first one. Guys, if you want to find speaking partners, don't wait for people to send you messages. And another thing that Teacher Lila also mentioned is that find communities. If you love something, if you are interested in traveling, start to join communities where people talk about traveling and start to initiating conversations. This is the only way that we're gonna feel confident speaking a foreign language.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a great way. When you feel way more confident when you're talking about a subject that you love, when you're talking about anything that you love. So it's something that you have a passion for. Like, go for it, talk about it, talk to people, find your niche, find your group. There is like a group of people who think the same way as you in many terms. And there is always somebody that you can definitely talk to about a topic. And there you go, like open a door. That's what we need to do. We always open a door. We don't wait for anybody to open for us.
Amazing. Yes, I love that. Okay, let's go to the next question. This next question, I remember that some days ago I made a post on Instagram stories asking people for them if they were struggling with something about English, and then I received a question that I turned into a hypothetical scenario. Let's say that one of your students say, hey teacher Lila, I love your classes and I would love your help. I have a question for you. I consider myself a patient person. I also know that patience is necessary for me to reach a higher level of English. But when it comes to learning English, I feel like I don't have patience. What should I do?
I would say, think of what you're doing, right? At what point during this course do you lose your patience, right? What makes you lose it? Why do you lose it? So I think the focus here to understand the fact that you're not a patient learner, always make your questions of what and why. So why are you learning English, right? What are you doing? Why are you doing it? Once you have the answers, then you can try to figure out what is best for you. So how you can find a way there. So for example, you can change your strategy. Do something different. Try a different method. Adapt. Try to find the love and the passion that brought you to learning English at first place. So try to find that spark again. So if you're not patient, or if you feel that you're stuck and you're not moving on, try something different. Change your way of something. You have to try to find the answer for these questions so that you can figure your way again, and then you can move on to that.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. Yes, I totally agree that sometimes we stop learning or stop proceeding in this journey because we want to achieve things faster. It seems like a lot of us, we are in a hurry. So I love what you said, because you mentioned change the way that you are doing things in order to try again and see if it works. I really love that. Awesome. Let's move on to the next question. How to be more productive when it comes to learning English? Do you have any recommendation?
I would say keep in touch with it every day. So do small improvements, do small things, like change the language on your phone, like change your language on your computer, emails, social networks and stuff. So get in touch with the language, right? So include English to your everyday habits. So you like to listening to music or podcasts while you're doing stuff like, I don't know, taking a shower or cooking, whatever, do that. So make sure they're in English. So you're watching a show, you're trying, you know, to watch a show in English. Okay, do that. If possible, do the English as, you know, the official language. And then if possible, depending on your level, watch it with English subtitles. Or if you're in a lower level, do it with, you know, your original language subtitles. And then advance, like small steps. So change your perspective, broaden your horizons, and then small and consistent steps may lead you to a greater place in the future. But make small changes every day so you can see the progress in, like, in a long run.
Amazing. Yes, I feel like nowadays, I think most of us as adults, we feel like we have less and less time. But the truth is that sometimes we don't make something a priority. So sometimes the reason we are not being productive in learning a new skill is because we are not making that skill a priority. And as you said, you can find enjoyable ways. If learning English is really your priority, try to integrate English in your daily routine. So instead of listening to a song in your native language, listen a song in English. Or instead of watching TV series or movie in your native language, put it in English. So in this way, you are being productive. Okay, so let's move on to the next question. Okay, what is the best advice you could give to someone who is learning English? It can be more than one.
I would say that consistency is key. So you must, like, immerse yourself in everything you can that is related to that language, but also in a way that brings you pleasure. So let English come to your life. Don't force it. That means let it enter through the doors you open, like your hobbies and your interests, right? Bring it to your reality and expand this version of yourself to a new language. That means make it pleasurable, right? Bring English to you. Don't go looking for stuff in the sense like, oh, I have to memorize a list of verbs or words that I'll never use. No, like, put it in your life, in your reality. What are your everyday stuff? What is your everyday words? So, you know, make English part of your reality, of your everyday life, and then it should be possible.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. I totally agree. Once in my own learning journey, once I started to use the language in an active way, I felt like I was progressing faster and I was improving more my abilities in general. So with this whole podcast thing, I can't even count how many times I had to listen to myself or how many hours I spent recording these conversations. So I put English in my podcast as a way for me to have, like, an excuse to take time out of my day and during the whole week, because I usually ended up editing a podcast during the whole week. Every day I start to edit piece by piece and then creating content to share on social media, writing posts. So I put English in my day-to-day life. And by doing that, I can see how much I improved. In less than 1 year, I started this podcast back in June, but I already can see a lot of things that changed in my English learning journey for better. Okay, so let's wrap it up with the rapid fire question segment. I have 10 questions here and you can answer them super quick, but feel free to expand in any of them, okay? Number one, what is your favorite food from Brazil?
Okay, I would say tapioca, especially with cheese and freshly grated coconut.
Wow, it's so sad, but I never ate tapioca.
Your life would change.
Yes, because it's really healthy, right? Tapioca.
Mm-hmm, so good.
Okay, so I'm curious, do you have, like, because you went to some different countries, do you have, like, a special food from some of the countries that you went, that when you think about that food, you think to yourself, oh, I wish that I could be there right now to eat this food? Do you have anything in mind?
Yes, that's a very difficult question. I'm very open to food. I like trying different stuff, so that is excellent to me. There is one thing that I really like. It's called langos. It's this kind of deep fried bread from Hungary. And so it could be close. Yeah, not really. So it's this deep fried bread and it's outside is golden brown. And on top of it, you can put some sour cream and some cheese. It's good. So it's not like pizza, but it's like this deep fried bread. It tastes really good. Recommended.
It sounds delicious. So if you live in Hungary, you are lucky. Okay, number two. Which tourist place would you recommend for someone who is interested in visiting Brazil?
Okay, I know everybody's a huge Rio de Janeiro fan when you think about Brazil, but I would recommend a place called Olinda. Olinda is the twin sister of Recife, where I come from. And then there is this place which is called Alto da Sé. So it's this hill. On top of the hill, there is this church, which is, I don't know, 400 100 years old. And the greatest part of it is that from this hill, if you go there for the sunset, which is not only beautiful, you also have a view from Olinda and Recife with the ocean on top of them. So it's like a beautiful view. And then again, as I said, if you're lucky and you go there for the sunset, you can have this like amazing colorful lights in the sky. And there's also a little street market on the weekends. And then you can usually have some drinks, some typical drinks and typical food, including tapioca.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm gonna put this in my list of places to visit for sure. Thank you for
Bucket list,
yes. Okay, could you share one interesting thing about your culture?
Yes, so Brazil is a very diverse country, and I like that the fact that we are so culturally different. So we can always learn something new from our origins and people. Like where I come from, my hometown is completely different from yours. The way we speak is completely different. What we eat is like mostly also, you know, different. How we speak, everything. So I like that we have this variety, and then in this huge country, we can learn so much from, you know, each other.
Amazing. Okay, next one, number 4. Which is your favorite hobby?
Great question. So to expand my creative side, I like doing collages, like paper collage. I get like old magazines, and then I try to get like magazines from 70s, 80s and 90s and do like crazy paper collages with it. But also when I want to clear my mind out, I like to go hiking and like just walking a lot and, you know, not thinking much and being closer to nature.
That's amazing. This collage, how do you call it? Collage thing?
Collage. C-O-L-L-A-G-E. Collage.
This is one of the most interesting answers that I got. Really nice hobby. I really like that.
Yeah, it's kind of a forgotten hobby, and like mostly when you think of collage, you only think about kids making little art, you know, with scraps of paper. But it's more than that. There are like huge famous collage artists around the world. You should check it out.
It's so cool. Okay, next one, number 5. Do you have a favorite movie or series? If yes, which one?
Also very difficult question, but I love Black Mirror on Netflix because they're just so creative. I love this game, you know, between past, present, future. I'm also a fan of Dark, which is a German show, and it also has this relation between present, past and future. And yes, I guess I can stop here.
Amazing. I think this number 6 is gonna also be a hard question, but I'm gonna ask you as well. Your favorite music or band?
So difficult. Crazy. Okay, so I would say that my favorite band of all times is Radiohead. That's how I grew up, you know, how I learned more of the world and how I understood more of the planet. But today there are some bands which inspire me and are also not crazy famous bands. There is this band from Texas called Krongbin. They do some psychedelical stuff. And also my third best and most favorite band ever is Destroyer from Canada. They play some like indie shoegazing kind of stuff.
Awesome. Number 7. Do you have a favorite book or author? If yes, which one?
Okay, so I love the works of Charles Baudelaire, Bukowski, and Austin Kleon. I'll stop here too.
Cool. Number 8. What have you done that you are most proud of?
I like the fact that I turned out to be a very independent woman. You know, I come from, you know, a family of very independent women too. And, you know, I like the fact of who I became and how I became and who I am today, I would say.
That's awesome. Number 9. Where would you visit if you had the chance?
Okay, I think now I would try to go to Asia or Africa. There was a time I was like really obsessed with Africa and also African music. So I always wanted to go, you know, to Nigeria and some other countries around Africa. But I'm also now a lot into the Asian culture, like the Philippines and Bali and stuff. I want to see how it is around there. So we'll see.
Last one. Could you share 3 phrasal verbs or idioms that you think that people should know them?
Okay, there are 3 phrasal verbs that I really like. First is pick yourself up, to pick up in the sense of, you know, reflexive. Pick yourself up is like when something goes wrong, you know, start over again, you know, get yourself together, start, you know, if you fail, start again. There's also workout. When something works out, it means that you did great. So you completed, you did something right. And there's also go ahead. I love go ahead, which means continue, never stop, keep moving, keep going.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. Last question. Where can people find you online? And if someone is interested in having classes with you, what should they do?
Excellent. Thank you. So people can find me and also interact with me every day through Instagram. I'm always there. So there I post daily quizzes, videos, and tips. So I do not consider myself only an English teacher. I also like entertaining. So I try to bring information and fun to my videos. So I love when people interact with me and talk to me, you know, because people have these views of like people on Instagram, they're like, I don't know, made of glass or something, but we're real people. So you can always interact and talk to me. And if you want to have classes with me, just send me a message. Currently, I offer 3 different types of classes, and it depends on your level of English and your goals and your objectives. So hit me up and we'll see.
Awesome. I will include the links in the show notes so you guys can connect with Teacher Lila. And especially if you are from Brazil, I highly recommend checking it out, her content, because I love your vids because you are so creative and you put a lot of effort in the posts that you made. It's really fun to watch. They are really enjoyable. So Teacher Lila, thank you so much for being here recording this podcast. The last episode of season 3, I had such an amazing time talking with you. Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much, Charles, for inviting me here today. I really hope this message can reach people and inspire them too. Your show is amazing. Keep going. You do a great job. Thank you.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If you can, please share the podcast with your friends. Subscribe to the show so you can get notified when I release new episodes. And feel free to leave a review. I would love to read it. Now I have a message for you. Remember this, you don't have to be alone when learning a new language. You can find awesome communities to be part of. The number one reason why I was able to level up my English is because I decided to get out of my comfort zone and connect with language learners from all around the globe. So, if you have been struggling to improve your speaking skills, and if you can't find someone else to have a conversation, I want to encourage you to participate in our online encounters and to join our global community on Telegram. Since June of 2020, I've been organizing English speaking sessions on Zoom for us to hang out. In there, you can meet new people, make new friends, and practice English while having fun. If you can't use Telegram, don't worry. I always announce our encounters on social media, and you can always DM me so I can send you the link to our meetings. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.